Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young. We have another hot topic tonight. We're going to be joined by Selena Lindsay and also Dr. Fadumah Dole and a few others. Okay, giving birth can kill if things go unrecognized. Over the past 4 years, there's been an increase in death rate of the mothers after she's given birth. Why has there been an increase in death rate of other mothers? Could it be the mother's too young or the mother's too old? Or could it be that the mother's a minority? Or could it be that the doctors lack experience or the mother was given wrong diagnosis? So we're going to talk about a few of these things this evening. If you want to call in, for those that are listening right now and you want to be able to talk, just dial the number 858-769-4936 and press 1, and you'll be on the air. The broadcast does go all over the world. So if you have a question or you want to give us some information that you might have found out too, or you just want to listen, either way, it's accepted. Okay, we have Selena Lindsay on the line. Selena, you want to tell them a little bit about yourself, and at the end of the show, she's going to give us some more information. Okay, go ahead.
Good evening. I'm Selena Lindsay, and I am primarily a retired CPA, and some of the other things that I do is to work with nonprofit small companies and little bit of some other adventures as an entrepreneur with a small trucking company. Some of the nonprofits that I work for or some of the boards that I sit on, they participate in doing various different things in the community or in the world. And we'll be talking about some of that, which I think is a benefit to anybody that's doing something to make changes in the world we live today is something notable to talk about. And I'll give out a little information about those individuals at the end of the show.
Okay, and we also have Dr. Fadumah Dole on the line. Did you want to just give him about 20 seconds to introduce yourself, Dr. Dole?
Yeah, good evening, everybody. My name is Dr. Dole. So I would like to learn some more and give my opinion.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So let's get right into it. Dr. Dole, if you want to go ahead and give us some information, you can, or Selena, whoever wants to start talking.
Yeah. I can start. And,
okay.
And women and dying and in birth, you know, like it's so much in, it's around the world, you know, like the most important factor that. That is the most important thing is the prenatal care, you know, like because some women, you know, like they die right away. They didn't know like they were having a heart condition or like a congenital something that never, you know, like discovered or something. But the most that the statistic like it said is saying like a hemorrhage, you know, like so when you are bleeding or, you know, like our infection, but the sudden death can be also amniotic emboli. You know, like the amniotic liquid, it can make an emboli and it can lodge in like a vital artery into the lung. And that's why they sometimes just in a few hours they give the birth and right away they die and nobody, you know, like because it takes time until they discover on the CT scan or anything, you know, like it doesn't work. Already this woman already, maybe she was anemic or she was having another condition and most likely those things is that what happened, you know, like emboli, amniotic is like the most, like even worse than like and the hemorrhage, the bleeding, you know, like so it's very important like a woman, like when they get pregnant or even where they, if they are planning to get pregnancy to like and look for a care, you know, like under and supervision of doctor to find out what condition, recondition that they have. Because sometimes and then some some diseases, you know, like they don't allow even to carry the pregnancy. Or the other thing, most of the time, the most important thing is our body always compensated by nature. You know, like sometimes, you know, like they can die for arrhythmia. You know, like for example, you have a low blood pressure, or you have a very anemic, and just you can go in arrhythmic, you know, and then next thing you gone. So those things, and the other thing, like more important, is like eclampsia, that is caused by age extremely, or too young or too old. Most likely those people, they have so much high blood pressure and they get seizure in the labor or after. The one worse is like the one that happens is like a postpartum, like after they give the birth. Mostly it's more difficult to even treat, yeah, all those things, yeah.
Okay.
All I have to say tonight, yeah.
All right. That was good information. That was Dr. Fadumah Adol, and she mentioned about prenatal care. That can be a factor that can lead to death, hemorrhaging, and especially if the person don't realize that they're bleeding a lot, too much. I didn't know about the emboli, and that can also be a factor. And Dr. Adol mentioned that our bodies do compensate. However, if a person is anemic or they end up with preeclampsia due to age, being they're too old or too young, that can be a problem. And I was reading one of the reports was showing if the people on the team, like the doctors and the nurses, if nobody recognized that these things are happening, especially for that preeclampsia, then that woman will have a chance of dying. Because, and according to the Center of Disease Control, they said these deaths, 50% of the deaths can be prevented. That's a high number, meaning there must be a breakdown in the medical community itself if 60% can be prevented. What do you have to say about that, Selena?
On that note, some of the things which are mentioned is number one, they need to do something about more complex medical history. Secondary is the fact that in the United States, more than half of the births are unplanned. Number three, a C-section is more life-threatening. More life-threatening. And they need to take a higher initiative at what it is that they're doing. Another thing to consider as to the reason why that number is so high is because women do not address their medical problems. Women just tend to, if they're bleeding a little bit, they just say, okay, it's going to go away.
And you know, and what I hate too, especially the young people, they Google. Google is not a doctor.
Well, they don't do anything. They don't address medical problems.
And they're losing their babies or they lose their own lives. Because they Google instead of being seen by a medical doctor.
And another reason here in the United States, one of the reasons that we have so many deaths is because the people that have money or medical insurance get the care that they need. People that don't have money don't get the care.
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate with you on that point. That's true, and then it can be not always true, because if that person with money, good medical insurance, go into a facility, say in a rural area, or into a facility where they haven't handled simple things like preeclampsia or enough cases like that, it may go unrecognized that the woman has preeclampsia, and if it goes unrecognized, she dies after birth or during birth.
I don't agree with you there for this reason, because what I'm saying is, and what I'm addressing is, some of the problems that we have as to the reason why these women are dying.
Right.
I'm not saying that's the only one. I'm just addressing some of the problems that we have as to the reason. And then to counter that also, I'm going to make this statement. Title V, which is the federal grant for both the federal and the state, less than 6% of that money addresses the women. It addresses the children. It doesn't address the women that are having children.
Right.
So the money is being misappropriated.
Paulette.
That's true. And the other thing is, I was reading that there need to be protocols, not in just your good hospitals like Cedars-Sinai or Charles Drew or something like that. They need to be in all the hospitals, a protocol to follow.
Well, exactly. Something that basically has, you know, finally, as they say, but first it has to kind of hit against the bedrock, I guess, is that one of the facts is most hospitals are unprepared for a medical emergency concerning some pregnant woman or a woman that has given birth. They, like you said, they don't have it. Another known fact is most doctors do not participate in, they do all of the other stuff concerning the doctor, but they do not participate in the part of where women are into labor or in the delivery unit, so to speak.
Right. And that is a problem. You know, doing the research on this, I was just like, it was hard to believe. This is the United States. It's not a third world country. Yet, even in our own country here, we're acting like the third world country. Because if you don't have...
It's really bad. When you read the statistics, then it says the United States has the worst. Not just bad. The worst in terms of maternal death in the world.
So how did that happen?
Well, it happens for the very reasons which we were talking about, which in the first place, the doctors need training. There's just a long list of things that point to the fact, well, we can start here. Who's so smart that sticks a needle in the amniotic cavity? That's a smart thing to do. Who's so smart that all of a sudden you're in a hurry, you need to find out what the sex of the baby is, so you mess with that. So we do risky things.
That's true.
And just as Dr. Aduma was saying, no attention is being paid to things that are catastrophic to women. And she went through a rolling list, which included, you know, cardio, heart problems, hemorrhaging, blood clots, infection. Even, you know, she mentioned people that, you know, like you were doing, preeclampsia, which is either the high or low blood pressure. The fact that we're not educated that it primarily attacks Afro-American women, women that are of age 40, people that are obese or have diabetes, and also some of the things that come from what happens when you have a baby, that some people get bacteria. And they end up with these infections and things like that.
And if they don't recognize that there is an infection, if they don't recognize simple things like, it seems simple, but it's major, that preeclampsia, in the audience, if you don't understand what preeclampsia is, it's pregnancy-induced hypertension. So because of pregnancy, you end up, the blood pressure all of a sudden goes out of control. That can be during the pregnancy, or it can happen like when you're delivering the baby. And they can do things to prevent anything from happening to that mom while she's delivering. if they recognize that this is a condition and that this is happening to the patient.
Well,
and if
I believe
they don't recognize
that
it, that's when they get into trouble.
I believe that part of that is rooted in the fact that most of the time there is no doctor in the house, doing the labor component of a woman that's about to have a baby.
Right.
And especially when you have, you know they're going to have a high-risk newborn. You know, these are, again, some of the problems. But now some of the good stuff that shines a light is at least 21,000 have adopted a series of prenatal care measures. And create a national standard, because that was one of the major things that's missing, all the things that we're talking about. When they create a standard of some things that that need to be done to address this problem and to lower the statistical amount of women that are dying from mostly what they call 60% of things which are totally preventable. It's really horrible that, in the first place, American women are three times more prone to dying than Canadian women. And like you said, these statistics, when you say we are the United States and we're coming up with some of the worst numbers, sounds like
it's... Yeah, I'll stop by that. And they said one of the things is your medical centers that are far away and smaller are less likely to have protocols in place. That means if the blood pressure is not where it's supposed to be, you do this or you do that, or they're hemorrhaging, this is what you should do. That's not in place the way it should be, especially if it's in a rural area. Or it's, the medical place itself is far out. They're less likely to have a protocol. And if you don't have a protocol, then the mother doesn't have a chance. I wonder, is that why most obstetricians and gynecologists don't like the mothers to travel far away? Because when you're traveling, you have to think about where is the medical center and how do they have protocols in place? Because if they don't, the likelihood of you dying is great.
Well, also, too, here we go with that.
It's a problem.
Well, not only that, here we go again with that thing about insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's right.
Because It's no differently than I can think of one of the most common HMOs with a name that starts with a K, that you can run in there with that card if you want to. You ain't going to be admitted with that unless they give you permission.
Yeah. Oh, well, if it's a medical emergency, if they recognize...
They have a protocol to stabilize
it. Yeah.
But half of the time, they don't even know what it is.
Yeah, that's a big issue. And because you're thinking because they're MD, because they're RN or LVN, that they know what to do, and that's not always so. It depends on the training and how often they get these cases. Because if it's there was one article that showed that there was a nurse and her husband was a doctor, she died. Because she ended up with preeclampsia, no one recognized it till it was too late. They should have recognized that when she went right in there to deliver. And at that point, something should have been done. The baby was delivered fine. She ended up brain dead. So this is real. This is serious. There should be laws to make these places have those protocols. There should be laws to make them have additional training. You're working in a hospital. It shouldn't be that a person goes to one medical center and they're okay, and another one you're not okay because there's no protocol in place. It just shouldn't be that way. There should be some universal standards.
That was basically what I was talking about when I said no, but it's not, you're right. It should be a law because they're allowing them to do it on themselves. And they're just saying if 21,000 in the United States is a very small number.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have virtually every, you know, even to me, clinics, all these different places. They're not prepared for an emergency, but you're dealing with the patient.
Mm-hmm. And
that's ridiculous.
And you're dealing with a life that could can be, you know, lost just like that. That doesn't make any sense.
And you know, there was one that I read about in which the patient passed away from a bacteria, which was a flesh-eating bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's horrible to even think about. You know, somebody get a bacteria down there and it's eating away. My God.
Yeah. Well, some of the, but if you know a patient has, or they come in and they say they have a heart condition, a red flag should go up. Or they've been bleeding, another red flag should go up. Or they're anemic. And, I mean, there should be protocols when these, when especially if they know these conditions exist, or to recognize it. That's the biggest thing. In one article it said low income, living in a rural area, or minorities, or there's or you end up with no prenatal care, those can be factors. But a group of researchers said that wasn't the main thing to cause so many deaths. It was because they were claiming that physicians and those taking care of the patients not recognizing that they have, well, what they have is a medical emergency or like a 911 emergency right there in your emergency room or right there in your delivery room. And if you're not recognizing it, then that's a huge problem. The person
will die.
Well,
that's called education and training.
I mean, they're going undiagnosed, right, and they're right in the hands of medical people. That should not be.
Exactly.
They have to be that, and I believe they should be reeducated. And when you have these medical emergencies, what you're supposed to do? Back to the thing of having the protocol. And it seems simple, but yet this is America, and these things are happening, and it should not be, because then they said that Texas is known to have the worst mortality rate in the whole United States. Black women, they said, were 3 times higher than white women. And then I guess they did a study between 2010 to 2012. The numbers had doubled. Black women were more likely to become sick and within the first year after giving birth. And they said in Texas, the issue that caused the black woman to die after giving birth was poverty, lack of care. There was I'm not sure where the numbers are now because there was an insurance problem, too, that after so many days, the person didn't have insurance. So if they didn't have insurance, then that's a problem. That's huge. Because then how are you going to get the type of care that was needed? And some of the things or causes of the women dying was diabetes, high blood pressure, and as you had mentioned before, lack of prenatal care, cesarean deliveries, and obesity. And I was reading, too, the number of cesareans have increased. For a while there, it had decreased. So I'm not sure what's causing the increase. I don't know.
Yep. There are just numerous problems, and it's, again, the same thing, lack of education, because, again, as I said earlier, you know, doctors are unprepared, which means they're uneducated because they've suddenly gotten so smart that they don't need to be handmaidens in there while, you know, you do a delivery, you know, while you go through labor.
You need all hands on deck, and you need everyone knowing what to do.
Exactly. And they're not authorized to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm. If you're just coming on the air, this is American Health Crisis. My name, I'm the host, Paulette Young, and you're listening to Selena Lindsay. Also, she's a guest, and if you stay on the program till it ends, she's going to give you some more information on some of the nonprofits and organizations that can be of service to anyone. If anyone wants to jump in and add in the to the conversation, or you have a question, just feel free at any time while we're talking to do so. Again, if you want to come on the air, it's 858-769-4936. Press 1, and you will be on. Once you press 1, you'll be on the air to either voice your opinion or ask a question, or, you know, add, you know, to what we've already been talking about. And the topic today is why is it that these women are dying? And because they're dying at a high rate, and that should not be. And we've already answered some of the questions, why, you know, the increase in the death rate. Some of it's lack of education, lack of protocols in some of the medical facility. And then if you're going to a facility that really don't handle these cases, they may not recognize that they even have a medical emergency right there in their delivery room, especially if they're not diagnosing the person. Some things are visually seen. Other things are, you know, test or should be tested for right away based on what you're seeing. You see a blood pressure out of range, and that could be high or very low. That's out of range, and something should be done.
Super crazy.
Mhm.
The kind of place we live in.
Place we got to keep legislating, keep people aware. They need to talk to their senators and Congress people about this problem and have something done about it, or community awareness, education from community to community or city to city. So that people are aware. It's funny, more education, just like the HIV crisis, more education. Because the more educated you are, the more you know what to do. But the less educated you are, and it's sad, you got to legislate people into doing their job rather than the job itself, the medical community, on their own without any legislation, do something about it. They're seeing it, you know, firsthand. And they already know what needs to be done, but yet it's not done. And of course, the minority women suffer the most, because they're going to be, unfortunately, their numbers are higher than any other race. And the race I'm talking about, black women's death rate after having a baby is higher than other races, unfortunately. And you got to remember, when you say minority, it's not a lot of you out there. So your race will disappear if something's not done about it. And I always say that about HIV, at the rate that it's grown. The black woman race can disappear or become extinct, just like an animal. And so here we have another situation, only this one is in birth. So you put all these things together, you will become extinct unless something's done about it. And it's sad if the Center of Disease Control is already reporting that 60% of those deaths were preventable. They said that about HIV also. Those deaths due to the HIV crisis are preventable. It's preventable in not coming down with the disease itself. And preeclampsia can be put under control if, you know, you have it. If the doctors in that delivery room or nurses, somebody recognizes it. The hemorrhaging can be put under control if someone recognizes it. If no one's recognizing it, then how are you going to save the person? Because they're not going to make it. It's not something, you can't hemorrhage, you can't have preeclampsia and nothing be done. You can't have diabetes and nothing be done. All of those things can cause a person to lose their life when there's nothing, it goes unrecognized and it's not put under control. So the bottom line is people are going to have to recognize things, and young people stop Googling. They Google everything, especially when it comes to their health. They'll Google it and they die, or they end up in worse trouble from doing that type of thing. And that should not be. But it is a reality, unfortunately. See, when we were having babies, there was no Google. There was the doctor. You call them up. Now people use all these other things. Or friends give you advice. No, they're not doctors. You have to call your doctor. And I don't know why people... I don't know why people don't. I'm not quite sure what they're looking for. But those are some of the unfortunate things that happen. Okay, did you want to say anything else on this topic, Selena?
No, I'm going to let it rest. Dr. Oduma did a very, very good job in explaining, you know, some issues that we have with that. These are some of the major things, you know, the high risk factors with people that are obese and diabetes. Seemingly, you can look, you can just see something and say, well, we need to keep a more visual eye on these individuals. So it's a lot of ridiculous things, but unfortunately, as we've gone through a number of different things on this show, the more ridiculous it is, it seems to be more people die.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Okay, Selena's going to give us some of the other organizations. So if you have a pen or pencil and a piece of paper so you can jot down that information, and you'll be able to, you may know people that need that the type of help that she does offer. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, one of the organizations I'd like to talk about is called One Love. One Love is run by Tuesday Connors, and primarily what she deals with is helping kids to deal with things that happen to them during sexual abuse. The outfit is also currently doing a film which is designed to heal the soul and educate minds. They have a motto: if we save our children, we can change the world. And if you'd like to talk to Tuesday or donate to their efforts, her number is 818-714-4242. The next individual I'd like to talk about, she deals with veterans with homelessness and also in putting them into a facility to help them deal with their problems, which is not what we call a revolving door, so that they're someplace that they learn something, they're educated, and they have a job. And this particular outfit is called Info, And it's for veterans for their housing and health. And her name is LaShonda Jones, and she can be reached at area code 909-329-8288. The next organization we'd like to talk about, they primarily deal with children and with literacy and mothers that have latchkey kids. And it's called Positive Choices Youth Organization, which is located in Pomona, and it is run by Ms. Wanda Parker. And if you'd like to donate or find out more about her organization, which they're currently working to do some big program, which is coming up, I'll have more information in the next show. She can be reached at any rate at area code 951-714-8944. Again, the name of the organization is Positive Choices Youth Organization, and it's run by Ms. Wanda Parker. The next organization I'd like to talk about is one that we always talk about. I am a director there. It's called Sowing Can. Go and look at Sowing Seeds for Life. Go to our website, which is all one word, sowingseedsforlife.org. We're primarily a food bank. We're the second largest food bank in Southern California. If you have something you'd like to donate or you'd like to go there to volunteer, please go to the website and see what you might need to do or come down to our site and sign up. We'd be glad to have your help. If you have something you'd like to donate to the organization or to help us out, please contact Fran Robinson at area code 909-293-7735 extension 232. Then we have another organization, which is called Your Life, Your Voice. And this particular organization is designed to create campus leaders, and they work in doing education, and they encourage partnership-type programs. So that people that are from other nonprofits, they collaborate together and try to get something done. And you can just go to the website. It's called yourlifeyourvoice.org. And then we'll have one more organization, which is called Camp Corral. Camp Corral is a free summer camp for military children with priority giving to soldiers that have been wounded or disabled or fallen. And they work to the extreme with families. You can reach them at area code 855. This is an excellent organization because very often we think about the soldier, but we fail to think about the family. And you know, they need a lot of work. They need donations. So please feel free to get in touch with them. And the website is www.campcorral.org. Whenever I close, if we're moving towards closing, I always have a little statement, and I'd like to make this statement. I choose to speak out because silence is consent. I am a self-proclaimed change agent. Yes, I am an agitator. I choose to be provocative. Speaking out raises tough issues. Sometimes, I understand, it makes people uncomfortable. Moreover, making some people uncomfortable is who I work hard to be. I take risks, and I use myself. I tell sly stories and experiences, and I share my weaknesses and mistakes. I use me as the guinea pig. All of this is to help those that are indigent and unable to help themselves. I have a belief, and that belief is who I am. I am Selena A. Lindsay. If you're within the sound of my voice, I thank you for listening to our show tonight, and please listen again on the next Monday with our next hot topic. Good night.
Good night. Yes, this is American Health Crisis. We're on every Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific time. If you care to join in at any time. It's 858-769-4936. Press 1. All right. Thank you, audience, for listening, and thank you so much, Selena. Bye.
Thank you. Good night.